Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Forever Dog.
Hey, everybody. I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi from the Thrilling Adventure Hour. This episode you're about to listen to might sound a little different from some of the episodes that you've heard. Why is that, Hal?
It is because during our mandatory lockdown, our safer at home period here in Los Angeles, Ben Blacker and Ben Acker reached out to the Work Juice players and said, we want to do a live show streaming on the internet, everybody from their homes to raise money for charity. And everybody immediately wrote back and said yes. And so the audio you're hearing is from that stream. You're hearing that actual episode that went out on Sunday, the 21st of March, 2020, year of our Lord.
And we raised $12,000 for food banks in New York, Los Angeles, and Seattle. So to everybody out there that helped out, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to everybody who is hearing this for the first time, please enjoy.
Yes, the audio may sound a little bit odd. That's because everybody's on computers and some of them are on headphone mics. Some of them are on regular mics. We did not do this in the studio, nor did we do it together in a theater. We are all in our own home doing a show broadcasting live over the internet, but it still came out great and we hope you enjoy.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland and set your radios dial to spooky. Lock your windows and steal yourself a mysterious suspense in this evening's final adventure beyond belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles as they celebrate their eerie anniversary in tonight's chilling episode, Reconcilable Differences.
Well, candles are lit, the martinis are stirred. The only thing this party is missing, Sadie, is you.
One more second, Frank. I'm fixing my hair.
Well, I don't recall that it's ever been broken.
Darling, I do love our anniversary. It's the one national holiday for which we need no excuse to ignore everyone but ourselves. Hmm. And with me out from the boudoir, here we are, ourselves together. Frank, you're staring.
Oh, I'm not staring. I'm feasting my eyes.
Looks to me you're eyeing your feast.
Sadie, you're still a new potato with caviar to me.
Well, this potato is all eyes, but empty hands.
Oh, allow me to fill them, love.
How many years have we been married, Frank?
Well, it's hard to say, love, since ours was the love that stopped time.
Yes, But perhaps we should have made tally marks on the wall, like the Count of Monte Cristo, or my cousin Alistair, who fancied himself a Cristo type, after having read that book on a cruise off the coast of Marseille.
Ah, the affectations born of travel. Mm. Let's just say this is our umpteenth anniversary, and the gift is gin. Or is whiskey traditional for the umpteenth?
Well, a bit of each, I think, just to be safe. Darling, you look the same as you did the day we met. Shall we dance to the song to which we danced at our wedding?
Oh, I'd love to, darling. Do you happen to remember the song we danced to at our wedding?
I want to say it was the Wild Rover, but that can't be right.
Well, it was definitely a traditional drinking song, though, wasn't it?
Darling, with you, every song is a drinking song.
Something might be wrong with these glasses.
Oh, that must be the liquor delivery boy with our gifts.
Oh, good, because I'm nearly out of our first round of gifts.
Oh, no. Darling, I peeped through the peephole that it isn't the liquor delivery boy at all.
We have a peephole?
It's Mitzi and PK.
Darling, do we know we have a peephole? After all this time, you know, it raises more questions than it answers. Write my note to myself that we have a peephole. Do we, and I hate to ask this, do we have a pen and a paper and a place to put a note once it's written? I'll never find it. Just, Frank, remember, we have a peephole. We have a peephole. We have a peephole. Locked in. Now, do we know a Mitzi and PK?
You recall Mitzi, Frank. She and I boarded together at Miss Starling's polishing school for potentially exceptional young women.
Yeah, it doesn't ring any bells. And knocks on too many doors.
Mitzi and PK share our anniversary, darling.
Well, they can't do that. That's ours.
Oh. Mitzi's always been so competitive. When we announced our wedding plans, Mitzi scheduled hers for the same day so friends would be forced to choose between us.
How'd we do?
Oh, darling, you know there were only two people I needed at our wedding, you and the minister, and I only needed him for 7 words. Mm.
And now let us adjourn to the bar. Well, that's 8 words.
I now pronounce you man and wife. I suppose the sooner we let them in, the sooner we can be rid of them.
Mm. When has that ever been true of anyone we let in?
That's what you love about me, Frank, my abiding optimism.
Well, one of the things.
Door opening noise.
Sadie, Frank, wonderful news.
Happy anniversary.
We're getting a divorce.
That's it? Well, you could have telegrammed. It would have only cost you a nickel.
Oh, yes, but we wanted to tell you in person. Plus, we brought you a fruit basket for your anniversary.
This is certainly a surprise.
Oh, it's just a fruit basket.
The divorce. You both seem so happy, trotting around the globe like wild, wealthy horses who are suet industry tycoons.
So we just got back from sailing through the Greek Isles.
The squabbling started as we rounded Crete.
We were in tatters by the time we reached the Palace of Knossos.
Oh, you must go. It is the most magnificent place to fall out of love.
Ah, we'll certainly put it on the list of we do not keep of places we do not intend to go.
Oh, Frank, did you find that pen and that paper?
No.
Perfect.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Mitzi and PK. Say hello to the lawyer, whom I assume you're off to see now.
We will say hello for you.
I didn't mean for me.
Well, I mean, you'll want to engage our lawyer as well, I assume.
Oh, does he do restraining orders?
Oh, he's silly, Sadie. Oh, I love that you married a silly man. No, see, we just thought that now that PK and I are getting a divorce, it would be nice if you two got one too. Then people would say, oh, that Mitzi, what a trendsetter.
You're kind to think of us, but a divorce would never do, and we'd never do a divorce.
Really, you must. It's all the rage. Or it soon will be.
Can we discuss this alone, Sadie? Maybe in the kitchen?
Do we have a kitchen, Frank?
It's the room where we refill the ice bucket.
Oh, Mitzi, right this way.
It's other way, love. I'll fix you a drink, PK. I know I could use another myself.
Yes, but you barely touched your bone. And now it's gone. All right, but pour quickly while Mitzi's away. She says I drink too much.
Oh, she's critical of your toasts, then.
No, not too much, but rather too much. Too excess.
That's a good one. Too excess.
No, it's... Even if I just have a sip, she says it's more than I ought. But whatever I do, Mitzi tells me to do the opposite. If I teetotaled, she'd tell me to drink.
Oh, I'd have to agree with her there.
To be fair, I also have my criticisms about her, as I'm sure we all do about our wives.
Yes, your wife, yes.
I mean, her laugh. It's like a banshee.
Yeah, banshees cry.
Probably about their marriages.
Sweeping generalization.
You know what else I hate?
Uninvited guests?
Mm. Recently, we were in northern Italy eating stuffed squid, and she insisted on pronouncing it calamar, even though that's distinctly a southern Italian dialect. Can you even?
Well, yes, of course I can. Your wife is extremely irritating.
Yes, but your wife?
The opposite. Go on.
No, there's no word that Sadie pronounces that doesn't annoy you just a little bit.
Correct.
Surely Sadie does something to annoy you.
Allow me to pretend to think about it. For which I'll need absolute silence. Absolute silence.
Sadie, my best friend.
Oh, I'm sorry, that title is spoken for.
My most admired friend.
I'll allow it.
It would mean so much to me if you would divorce Frank.
Oh?
Yeah, you and I could live as bachelorettes. Independent women, standing up for those who need standing up for, captaining our own ships ourselves, like we dreamed about in days gone by.
Did we dream those dreams?
Oh, all the time. How sad it would be if you've forgotten. Positively tragic.
Oh, Mitzi, darling, I believe I still have those dreams.
I knew it.
Only Frank is in them now.
I don't think so.
Oh, he is. He's a rough and rugged lumberjack with strong opinions about how I, the owner of the logging company, run the place.
Oh, Sadie, is that all?
Sometimes I dream a dream where Frank is that lumberjack and I'm a tree that needs felling. I cannot believe I admitted that. Oh, Mitzi, you bring out such a side of me.
Well, I can see it's no use aspiring to be the Jones with whom you keep up. You've always resisted the premise, Sadie, ever since we were potentially exceptional young women. Let's just go and rejoin the men. Pick at that fruit basket, and then PK and I will be on our way.
Hello, darling. We're back. Frank, why are you staring into the middle distance like that?
Oh, Sadie, I was trying to think of something you do that bothers me, and my mind went blank. Darling, you're perfect.
Well, I am now that I'm beside you.
Here, Sadie, why don't you have this golden apple on top of the basket? It's the best piece.
Thank you, darling. Look, Frank, our first non-garnish fruit.
Oh, now, hold on a moment, love. I'm casting my mind back as far as it can be cast. And do I recall you saying that your friend Mitzi is very competitive?
Sadie?
Well, sorry, darling. I only said it because it was accurate.
Okay, then.
And if she's so competitive, doesn't it follow that she'd want the best fruit from this fruit basket for herself?
Mitzi, are these fruits enchanted by chance? You have to tell us if they are.
Enchanted? What? No! What? Enchanted fruits? What? No! What?
It's just the apple. The apple's enchanted.
Sadie Love, do we know an enchanted golden apple?
Not personally, but professionally, yes. The golden apple of discord. I assume this fruit basket appeared in your stateroom whilst you navigated the Greek Isles.
Well, we thought it was a gift. Everyone's always giving us gifts. We're very giftable.
And it is a gift of clarity. As soon as we both grabbed it, we realized we both wanted out of this marital prison.
Yes, well, that's Discordia's gift. The apple sparks tumult.
Sparks clarity, more like. You two should try it.
No, I don't think we will. You see, the golden apple acts as a virus, branching out from its original hosts and sowing further discord.
Well, it won't you won't infect us, Apple.
Frank, catch!
Got it. Oh, damn my enhanced visual spatial recognition, which increases my instincts to catch. It's how I caught that baby that fell out the window that time.
And now that you've touched the apple, you can't untouch it. This is going to be great. Was there popcorn in the kitchen, Mitzi?
There was popcorn-flavored liqueur.
Ah, for movie night.
Movie-flavored liqueur night.
Frank, darling, put the apple down before it takes effect on you.
How dare you! Get out of this house this instant!
Frank!
Well, not you, love. I was talking to Mitzi and PK. I would never turn on you over a piece of fruit or over anything else. In fact, here, you take the apple.
No, you keep it, Frank.
But I have no use for it.
Oh, no! Is this what a fight is?
Well, let's cut this one off at the pass. Where's my garnishing knife?
It's right here, darling.
Don't cut it.
And slice, slice, slice. There, half an apple each for us.
Oh, my half came with a gift. A worm, which is growing and speaking.
You sliced my apple.
And now the worm is a woman.
And what a woman.
You see what I put up with?
Discordia, I presume?
Yeah, that's right, Apple Slicer. And you're the mug who ruined my favorite parlor game.
Shame on you, Discordia. Being the goddess of strife and disharmony doesn't give you license to meddle in other people's opposite of affairs.
It's like 100% of the job description, lady. Besides, laughing at others' bad marriages is the only thing keeping my husband Aries and me from tearing each other to pieces. And then, you know, our dad would be super mad, so.
I'm sorry, you and your husband share a father?
Yeah, Zeus, my husband Aries, and my dad. What, I mean, same dad, ugh, whatever. What do you want? Mount Olympus is like a very small pool and Poseidon is always hogging it.
So you and your husband, you break up marriages to save your own.
Oh, yeah. Aries thinks it's hilarious, but I am all about the drama side of the mask.
But why did your apple break up me and PK, but not the Doyles?
Oh, we're apple proof.
We're 99% proof.
You are what you eat.
Oh, come on. But nobody's strife proof. What if I told you, Sadie has been keeping a secret from you?
Mysteries make a marriage exciting.
No, no, not this one. It's a biggie. Something only her former polishing school roomie would know about.
Mitzi, you wouldn't.
Oh, she would.
Would I ever?
I promise you, Mitzi, there is nothing you could divulge about Sadie that would make me love her any less.
But it's like worth a try though, right? Who's with me? Just that guy? Just him? That's all I got? Okay. Well, good man.
Mitzi, Steppenwolf, Sternhagen, Schmerhorn, don't you dare say another word.
Brought this upon yourself, Sadie. Always trying to be better than me.
Now, Mitzi, I never achieved that by trying.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Aries, are you watching, Pen? This is going to get good.
Frank.
Mitzi.
I'm going to tell you something about your wife that's gonna make your blood curl.
Oh, wait, let me set down my drinks. All right, go ahead.
For the love of all that's decent, please don't, Mitzi.
Oh, she's never claimed to be decent.
Frank, when I met Sadie at Starling's polishing school, your wife-to-be had never consumed a drop of alcohol.
It's true.
And it wasn't until a year later, at age 11, that she had her first cocktail.
Sadie.
I have no excuse. I was a late bloomer.
Sadie.
I'm sorry I never told you. I shouldn't have hidden.
Well, Sadie, after all of these years, you can still surprise me. What an utter delight!
Oh, darling, really? You're not mad?
But mad? I'm elated. Our love is like a cocktail onion, ever revealing more layers and drenched in alcohol.
Ugh, well, this is disappointing.
I'll say.
Look, I'm out of here. Maybe I can break up some nations or portmanteaued celebrity couples, if there's any left.
Bye-bye. Don't take any wooden horses.
And thank you for the apple. We have an apple brandy recipe that was just missing an apple. She's gone, which means the spell is broken. Mitzi and PK, you can return to your regularly scheduled anniversary now.
As in right now.
Anniversary? Are you kidding me? We're getting a divorce.
But the spell is broken, isn't it?
As broken as this marriage.
I'm not certain I follow or care to.
Well, we're gonna explain it anyway. Seeing the two of you and what you have, it makes me realize that that's what I want. And I'm never getting that with you, PK.
Well, we finally agree on something. I checked out ages ago. Stopped trying like 2 weeks into our marriage.
I'll take you for every cent you've got.
Best money I'll ever spend. Well, sincere pleasure, everyone. Bye.
Oh, Mitzi.
Oh, Sadie. It's a new beginning. Like the bachelorette dreams we had. Don't feel bad.
I don't. I was merely about to mention that you're still here, but I assume you're soon to rectify that as well.
Yeah. Yes. I'd say thanks for the drink. But you didn't offer me one. Now that I'm single, will we see each other more often, Sadie?
No, but not because you tried to get me to leave Frank.
No, a foolish ploy. Peer pressure will never work on Sadie because she's peerless.
I don't wish you ill, Mitzi, but I do wish you'd leave.
That's fair. As much as I hate to admit it, Sadie, you have a better marriage than I ever did. A better husband than I ever did. When it comes to what really matters in life, Sadie, you win.
Mitzi, it was never a competition.
I know what you're going to say, and I'm already pouring.
Bless you, my love. And happy anniversary.
Here's to us, love. And good news. I've remembered our song. It goes like this.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.